Albuquerque. It's Laugh for Life at Legacy Church. That's Wyoming, north of Montgomery. It's the northeast campus for Legacy Church. It's happening tomorrow night at 5:30. The CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, Laugh for Life. It's a free event, family entertainment you don't want to miss. Comedian Sean Reynolds is going to be out there, and out in the parking lot, they'll have the Pajarito Thunderbird Club. Now, I'm pretty sure this is a club. I mean, it's been like 20-25 years since I've seen this club, but you know, the 55, 56, 57 T-Birds, they don't change. It's a great opportunity to see some classic vintage Ford Thunderbirds. They'll be out in the parking lot that night. Also in the parking lot tomorrow night, don't miss the CareNet Medical Mobile Unit. And the proceeds from tomorrow night's raffle at the event will benefit the CareNet Medical Mobile Unit. It is a self-contained full CareNet pregnancy center, including ultrasound, which, you know, long story short, it saves lives. You know, one of the things I always like to mention with the ultrasound, of the women considering an abortion, if they get an ultrasound at CareNet pregnancy centers, over 80% of those women who are considering an abortion make the choice for life. That's huge. So go on out tomorrow night. It's a free event. You'll find all the details at carenetabq.com. The New Mexico Men of Honor is Saturday morning. Stick around. We'll get to that at the beginning of our next segment to get the details for you for Saturday morning. Let's welcome Tim Steele onto the broadcast from Family Life. It's been a little while since Tim's been on with us, but he's joining us from Las Cruces today. And Tim, we sure appreciate the time you're taking, not only today, but we're going to revisit some stuff tomorrow as well. Thanks for connecting.
Oh, you're welcome, Steve. I'm looking so forward to just hanging with you for a little bit here and tomorrow and talking about what God's got in store for just ministry stuff up in ABQ.
Yeah, well, I love what we're going to talk about today. And I'm actually just going to throw it right to you because we're talking about marriage. You know, the folks that are familiar with Family Life here on KLYT, many of them have attended weekend to remember at Tamaya for years now. And of course, we'll make sure to include some of that information in today's discussion. But where are we headed today?
Today, we're going to talk a little bit more about a reimagined resource that Family Life has had a lot of people respond to over the last 12 years. It's called The Art of Marriage. And the new resource is called The Art of Marriage. It's what we've done is reimagined the way we can talk about basic, good, solid biblical principles around marriage, but we're going to do it with a different a take or a different approach to the six sessions that we offer in this particular video-based resource.
Well, let's start here, Tim. The answer may seem clear to those that are married or thinking about getting married, but you know, sure. If someone, you know, you walked up to someone and say, you know, let's talk about marriage. What's marriage for? Boy, it'd be kind of interesting to see some of the answers you might get.
Oh yeah, we've definitely got it across the gamut. In fact, I just posted out on my Facebook post yesterday, a couple of days ago, about the date night event that we're going to be talking about in just a few minutes. And I had a response come from a gentleman who's wondering if he and his husband can come and listen to this particular event. I responded to him that by all means, they're more than happy to come and listen. You will be getting a biblical response to marriage and why God ordained marriage the way he did. Back in Genesis, during the creation and the garden and the assignment to a husband and a wife to both procreate, but also to represent God's relationship with his people. And that's one of the biggest things that gets missed when we talk about the institution of marriage, is that God has designed marriage to be an example of how God wants to relate as the husband to us, the church, the people of God. And that's what's really exciting. It'll be brought up in this whole new Art of Marriage V.2 coming out soon.
Well, you know, Tim, you and I both know from our time walking with the Lord, you know, wherever two or more are gathered, there he is. And as our listeners, as our listeners hear that, and it wouldn't surprise me if some of our listeners are maybe surprised at the answer that you gave that person who responded. And let's take the time now, and I'm gonna give you the opportunity, Tim, to pray for them specifically. We'll do that now on the air, so our audience can join us in that. But I would encourage our audience that's listening to pray. Not only with us here on the air, but as you head into this event, that you'd see God move in that. What a great opportunity. Would you pray, Tim?
Yes, I would welcome that. Father, thank you for a chance to just invite people to consider why the institution of marriage has been created. And Lord, with this particular gentleman and his husband, and even though they're in their 60s, they are looking for answers about marriage. And what better way to explain it is to say, this is what the Bible says. And Father, thank you for the opportunity so that R and D can make it to this particular event and actually hear some biblical truth that they may have never heard before. And in the process, consider the claims of Christ and what that means to be a Christ follower nowadays, especially in the world we live in. Thank you, Father, for what you're going to be doing in and amongst this event and in our live events coming up. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
And Lord, I want to add to that. I pray for the staff at Family Life that will be part of this event, that you would equip them with the wisdom and your love that they can share with these two men. Lord, we pray for their salvation. If I'm not going to figure out someone's salvation, so where are they? You know, even people who know you, Lord, choose not to do your will. Clearly, Lord, there's probably an opportunity for someone to know you, maybe for the first time. We pray for that, Lord. We pray for really ultimately at the end of the event that your will is done, and that you equip the Family Life staff to lovingly share your truth, not only with these two guys, but with everyone that's attending. Well, we thank you for the opportunity to be on the air and talk about these things in Jesus' name. Tim, looking forward to hearing back from you. Be wonderful. God willing, we'll hear a wonderful testimony there. Now, you mentioned settling on content around six biblical words for the word love. Can you go more in detail there?
I sure can. The interesting thing is most of us that use English as our primary heart language have used the word love. And it has to cover a gamut of expression. What we've done, what the content writers have done in reimagining the art of marriage in this new version, is to take the three Hebrew words and the three Greek words for love and elaborate on them within an art form. So we're going to involve ballet, and we're going to involve ceramic and pottery, and we're going to involve painting, much more than you would in just a traditional talking head type of approach. So there'll be little vignettes and stories. Now, those six words, Steve, the first one, first chapter, is hesed, and a familiar term to many people who have gone through the Old Testament or heard a pastor talk about the unwavering love of God. What does that mean? We're going to elaborate on that. The second word, and forgive me if I'm butchering this, for those of your listeners that are Hebrew scholars, dabak, D-A-B-A-Q, a resilient love. Now, let me go on. The third one is a familiar one to quite a few of us believers, and that's agape, a selfless love, as exampled by Jesus dying for us. Luo is another Greek term for forgiving love. Five is a Hebrew word, yada, or intimate love. And the sixth one is evangelion, which is a missional love, like evangelism or evangelistic. Those six words are the premise for each of the chapters that we'll be doing six sessions on in this video-driven resource.
All right. Well, it's obviously going to be an equipping time. And, you know, as family life prepares for the rollout of this new art of marriage, it's not, you know, I'm certain it's something that's been well planned. And it's not going to just drop like a bomb. You've got a great plan. I'm cheating. I can look at the notes that you sent me, but there is a timeline. Yeah. There's a timeline. And really the first of that timeline is coming, you know, within the week on November 1st. What's happening?
Yeah, we're actually calling it a date night event to include a chance for people to come and listen to the Art of Marriage producers and also some of the speakers that are engaged in that particular product. They'll also be doing some live interactive chat, and it'll be on November 1st at 8:00 Eastern Time or 6 p.m. Mountain Time. And there's going to be a discounts for anybody who happens to watch the event or is signed up to view the event. And they're also going to give away two of the Art of Marriage kits. There'll also be some other things happening that I'm not at liberty to talk about right now, but I think you'll be pleasantly surprised just to spend an hour with us. Now, there is a page to actually register yourself and get the link on how and where to show. We're going to be online at a particular link that Family Life controls, but we'll also be doing this on Facebook Live. So either place, if you're familiar with Facebook's interaction, you can view the 1 hour presentation, the date night event there, or you can be at Family Life. But the place to sign up is familylife.com/coming soon. All one word. familylife.com/coming soon.
Okay. Now, this November 1st event, the date night, you talked a little bit about it, but for those who listen to Family Life Today daily, just after midnight at 12:30 or at 6:30 weekdays. Now, they should be very familiar with Dave and Ann Wilson. They'll be a part of this. Is that right?
That is correct. As well as our CEO and president nowadays, it's David Robbins and his wife, Meg, will also be there, as well as some of the other speakers that are part of the actors and portrayers of some of the teaching as well.
Okay. Well, you know, and who doesn't want to be a fly on the wall to hear couples discussing things about their marriage? I know that, you know, you kind of walked through some of that, but, you know, they'll be showing some of those clips from those sessions with discussions about marriage topics.
Correct. Yep.
All right. And of course, the tease with the giveaways, there's much more happening. But let me give that site again for registration for this event for November 1st. Go to familylife.com/coming soon. Now, that's not the end of the rollout. What's happening a month after that?
Oh, thanks for asking. We've got some excitement rolling out with all this stuff. Along with having the November 1st date night event, our intent is to make sure that we have all of our product ready to go. Because on November 1st, we plan on offering pre-orders of the kit so that December 1, everything will be in the warehouse to be shipped so that just after the holidays on that first week of January, if you've pre-ordered one of these leader kits or even a kit that would include stuff to help with your small group study or your event that you'd be hosting, we will have those in your hands January the first week. So you'll have it for any type of launch you want to do within your church setting or in your home setting or even in the community.
All right. You know, I said going into this, you know, talking about the launch of it, you know, certainly well planned. And here we go. By the time January 1 lands and people, you know, it's the time of year that typically people make commitments to, you know, doing things better in their life in general. And, you know, we all know that you can choose any time of year to do that. But so many doing it at the beginning of a new year. And what a great opportunity to start the new year with a commitment for a better marriage and learning more about the art of marriage. So on January 1st, the national publicity gets underway and those, you know, the promotional things are going to start to be available on January 1st. And that's not all. Now, we all know February here in Albuquerque is a regular date. People start listening for family life, you know, the weekend to remember. What is going to be the continued rollout of Art of the Marriage come February?
Well, as we release it nationally, we're also looking to have an initiative here within the North and South New Mexico across the state where we would encourage couples who want to take an active part and be missional in their approach to investing in the lives of the people around them, family members, neighbors, coworkers, people at church. We're hoping somewhere between 20 to 50 small groups would launch sometime in February because of this date night event and our rollout and the national promotion. You'll also be seeing that we will spend more time on it at our Weekend to Remember getaway coming up in mid-February that we've done now for almost, I want to say, 16 years at the Tamaya Resort and Spa. So I think that's what you're asking is, how do those tie together and what do we have looking forward to it? I think it's going to be a fun spring to really just spend some time investing in your marriage and in the marriage of those around you.
Yeah, overall, Tim, in our discussion today on the art of marriage and what family life is able to do to strengthen marriages, it's been a pretty positive spin. I almost hate to say spin, but positive conversation. And it'll continue to be that where I'm headed. But let's go to that place where someone's listening. And, you know, because often I think some people hear this and they go, okay, all those perfect Christian marriages are going to go and celebrate their marriage, which they should. But, you know, Christian or non-Christian alike, people struggle. I mean, marriage is not an easy thing. And I'll speak to that person who's listening who thinks, you know what, too late.
Wow, that is a good way to present that, Steve. Family life has been in the ministry purpose of equipping and developing families and marriages for almost 50 years. And as we do that, we're trying to help people live life intentionally in the middle of their stuff. We've got people who come to our events or pick up, maybe listen to a podcast or pick up a resource, and they let us know that, man, we were heading for divorce. In fact, we've even had some couples that are right now rethinking their living situation where they might be cohabitating together, saying, you know, this idea of marriage, if it's looked at properly, we should involve God in the midst of all of this. And God's big enough to handle any of our stuff. And each one of the speakers that are part of our speaker team, as well as our content people, they've got their own stuff that they've walked through. And the key thing is we want to provide an intentional hope for those that are looking for hope, as well as help for those that are looking to go deeper and more intimate with their spouse, with their mate, with their relationships around them. So the art of marriage is just one small snippet of that. And tomorrow we'll get a chance to talk a little more about the Weekend to Remember as well.
I'll look forward to hearing more about that for those, especially for those that aren't familiar. For those that are familiar, maybe a reinvigoration of you know what? I know we've been once, twice, seven, you know, whatever. We should go again. There's never too many times to work on your marriage. And let me give the website again for those that need to find out more about the art of marriage with family life. It's real easy. Just go to familylife.com. familylife.com/coming soon. That's all one word. familylife.com/coming soon. And hopefully you can be a part of that date night on November 1st. Tim, we'll need to reconnect, you know, somewhere in the midst of this rollout and just give an update on how things are going and how people who may have missed the November 1st, you know, roll very beginning can still jump on board.
I'd like that. In fact, I can even see a preview. We're giving a little snippet of about a minute and a half of what's going to actually be on screen during or at familylife.com/coming soon. Don't have to check it out.
All right. So let's do this again tomorrow, Tim. We'll jump into the information that people need to know about Weekend to Remember and go into more about what they can expect for that weekend at Tamaya this year. Appreciate it, Tim.
Thank you.
All right. That's Tim Steele with Family Life. And we'll catch up with him again tomorrow. Make sure you're tuned in to ABQ Connect every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Well, many of us have heard of the ministry Expect a Miracle, but how much do you know about it? Well, there's a local part of the outreach of Expect a Miracle, and we're going to let you know more when we come back from the break. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.